for this evening's program. I have a special visitor for you, the people of Kasokso, the little flock church, and the body of Christ.
A man of God,
a seasoned man of God, that believes this message, and he has a great love for Africa.
I know kwagalo kwenja ule nyo in Africa,
specifically the people of Uganda.
Nadala abantu be Uganda.
That is Brother Rolf Stormen. Can we receive him?
Uganda Stormen.
As he comes forward.
Umwaniriza wa Uganda. Ingeri mkama face
you Christo. Amen. He will introduce his somebody he came along with.
Akati anatu wili ya niko yaise na ye.
Yes, so after him,
oluvanyuma rwoyo,
we shall have Brother Gaspar coming.
Tukia kwaniriza Brother Gaspar.
Late in the evening. So just at the two ministers we have
left.
So the pastor will lay a foundation. Then Brother Gaspar will come in. So thank you so much. A good listening.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Everybody happy today? Well, you have reasons. You have reasons to be happy. Because you are alive.
Amen.
Life is a gift.
And
we're thankful to the Lord that he gave us the great gift of life. I've just been traveling in Africa for a few months now. And I'm thankful to the Lord to see his work going and growing. All right. That's all right. So this is our third month.
We
started in Zimbabwe. And we went to Mozambique. And then to Malawi. And Zambia.
And
then back to Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
So we have visited many, many places. But it is not about how far we can go. It is not how many miles we travel. But it is what we do with our life. Whether we are home or traveling. Because there is a God in heaven who have designed us. And he made people live all over the world. He started with Adam. And he told Adam, be fruitful and multiply. And since Adam, now we have about 7 billion people on earth. And you can see how that the amount of people increase. When I was born, there was around 3 billion people on earth. And that's only 68 years ago. And if you think another 70 years up the road, if you think about another 70 years, there might be 15 billion people. And people may say, how can that many people live on earth? You know, if we lived in peace with each other, We could function very well. We could function very well. One man who knows a little about people and mathematics, he told me you could place all the people in the world in one state of America. Right? In the state. Yeah, I think it is this one. Hello? Just get another mic. That's okay. Yeah, there you go, my Lord.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I don't have a strong enough voice to speak without a mic. So that you can hear me. But I know we have a God who can speak to you very clear and crisp. And it doesn't mean or it doesn't matter how much noise there is around you. And he will get his message through to you. If you remember, because I was here on Monday, and I just gave you a little gesture on how to think about how God works. Because in the Bible, the disciples of Jesus, they were very interested in knowing when Jesus would raise up his kingdom. And then Jesus said to them, don't worry about that. Because first of all, you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. And if you have read anything in the Bible, you will find out that the disciples of Jesus Christ, they needed to have an inspiration. And Jesus, when he left to go home to be with the Father, then he promised them that not many days hereafter you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. And really, what Jesus was saying was that the human race should have a change of life. It is not enough just to know about the Lord, but that we have to invite the Lord into our hearts. And there was a man in Israel, and he was asking Jesus that how come that you have this power? Because you must be a teacher from God. But Jesus told him, it does not have anything to do with skills, but it has to do with being born again. So therefore Jesus told him, except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And the man, still he was a skilled man, He did not understand what Jesus meant. So he said a crazy thing like this. Can a man go back into his mother's womb and be born a second time? And Jesus looked. And he said, you? You are a teacher in Israel and you don't know that. And he said, what is born by the flesh is flesh, but what is born by the spirit, that's different. So Jesus said, yes, we are born one time by our mother. But when we grow up, we are coming to an age where we start understanding things. And we are becoming accountable to the works we do. When we are little children, we do something wrong, and mom and dad say, no, don't do this anymore, right? And the kids say, yes mom, yeah. But when you come to accountability, know you are responsible for your choices. And mom and dad cannot only say no. No, the police will be after you. The government will be after you. Right, so you know something has changed. And God meant for us to grow up. And when we grow up, God have a plan, because he wants to introduce himself to us so that we will know about his presence.
Right,
you see my brother have a Bible here. It has about 1500 pages, and they are all a record on how God spoke to people. Right? If the Lord don't speak, how should we know? So therefore, we are lifting our spirit. We don't need to look up, because we won't see anything, but the spirit is right there and he's ready to talk to us. One day I was not a believer, not a Christian, had no idea about Jesus Christ. But a friend of mine invited me to church. And he asked me, I want you to watch, because I have found Jesus Christ. I said, okay. I was watching. I was almost like Nicodemus in the Bible. I wonder, what is this? But behind me, there was a voice. And the voice said, there is a spiritual dimension that you have no part in right now. And I turned around to see the person, because it was a man's voice. But there was no one there. And I got scared. Think about it. A voice speaking, but you can't see no one. That scared me. But it also woke me up. And I understood there is more between heaven and earth than I was thinking. And later on the Lord came again. And he told me I needed to change. And that's where the born again experience comes in. Right? People normally, they don't know that they're sinners. Right? Because you just walk around, they do their thing, and when you hear about sinners, you say, what is that? I never knew I was a sinner until I found out the purpose that God had. And God's purpose is wonderful. You know, in our normal life, we grow up, some of us die early. There are children dying, and you say, what a sad story, that child died. You can die when you're 30, 40, 50, and you may say, that's way too early. Right? And if a man dies when he's 80, you say, oh, that can be expected. He had a good life. So you accept him dying. But when the Lord started creation, he did not mean for anyone to die. Not at any time. God created us in his image and in his likeness. And you know, God is eternal. He never dies. God never had a beginning. God will never have an end. Right? So when he created us, he had intentions to bring us on a level that we could be with him forever and ever. Never worry about dying. Right? So first, he created us with a spiritual makeup. That happened in the spirit or the mind of God. And you know, all of us, we're actually created in God before this world ever started. But we did not have a physical knowledge about it. Because we were only created in the mind of God. Right? So how many billion people God has made? You and I don't know. But we know that we have about 7 billion people today. Alright, so then, when man was created in the mind of God, he made him a soul. Right?
Amen.
So therefore every person who is alive have a soul. Right? That is your personality. That's why they call you John or Peter or any other name. Because you have an identity. But since we are human beings, we would not know about the identity unless there was made a body for us. Right? So therefore you have a body. So when you were born, that means when you came out of your mother's womb, then God placed that soul in you together with the spirit, which is God's spirit. Right? The reason you live is because God gave you a spirit. So your spirit and your soul will live on. And even if you get to be an old man, hey, your spirit will still be young. Right? So therefore you might feel young inside, but old and cranky in your body. Right? Because the body came in under the law of disobedience, which is also called sin. Because God told Adam, if you disobey me, then your life will not be eternal. You will die. Right? And Adam, he disobeyed God. Right? But remember now, what was it that started getting old? It was not his soul. It was not the spirit. Because the spirit is a gift of God. And that spirit can never die. Right? God's spirit is eternal. But since we sinned or disobeyed God, our soul is not eternal. Right? I hope you catch this. Because this is the reason that we are living and we're dying. Because of disobedience. And I believe everybody here today knows what disobedience is. Right? It's not difficult to find out disobedience. Right? Okay, and since the first man was disobedient, then it caused the state of mortality to get into every soul that was born after that. Right? God had a plan that people could eat of a tree. But that tree was not a normal tree. It was a spiritual tree. And we could call that tree obedience. Right? Because if you obey, you will live. If you disobey, you will die. Very simple. And Adam, he failed to eat of that tree. He ate of the other tree, which was disobedience. And the Lord caused mortality to come in. But the process of aging was a little slower than it is today. Right?
Adam,
he became 950 years. And people may say, that is stupid.
Well,
it's not really stupid. The Lord said, he became 950 years old. And the oldest man that had ever lived on earth was Methuselah. And he got to be 969 years old. Right? And if Adam had ate of the tree of life, which is obedience to the Lord, he would still have been around us. He would have been almost 7,000 years, 6,000. Right? Because age is nothing to God. Remember, you cannot put years on God, the Spirit of God. You cannot put years on the Spirit of God. He is eternal. Right? And he wanted you and me to become the same. He invited us into this wonderful family. But you know, the devil came in and he started putting doubt in the man. The devil said, God didn't really mean that. You will not really die. You will just know the difference between good and evil. Right? And that was true. Hey, when you do wrong things, you learn the difference between good and evil. But God didn't want you to find out by being disobedient. He wanted you to find out about this by obeying him. Alright, so then death came in. And from Adam till today, people have died younger and younger and younger. So that now, some people don't get to be 50 years old. But another thing is, you have a soul inside, and that soul does not die with you, the person, I mean the body. Hey, when your body stops functioning, your soul lives on. Right? Therefore, your soul will live much longer than your body. And you may ask a question, how long will my soul live? Hey, that's a good question. Right? Because if you get born again, you unite yourself with God, and your soul will become eternal. So the born again experience, it speaks about repentance And then baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. That is the new born again experience. And that will make your soul eternal. Hey, you'll never die. But I want you to know your physical body is still under mortality or sin. But your spiritual body, your soul, has no entered into a eternal state, which will never die. But what happens to the unregenerated soul? Well, if you go to the end of the Bible, you read Revelation chapter 20, there is a judgment day coming, and that judgment will make God put the unregenerated soul in what is called the lake of fire. And what is the purpose of the lake of fire? Really, one thing. To separate the soul from the life-giving spirit that God gave the soul. Right? Because the Spirit of God can never die. But your soul, once God removes His Spirit from the soul, the soul will die. And the Spirit will go back to God who gave it. Because the Spirit is a gift of God. And all of us have the gift of God today. The Spirit that keeps you and me alive is the gift that God gave to you. And then the big question is, what will you do with the gift of life God gave you? Right? Because in the Garden of Eden, God pronounced death upon the body. And He also said, if you don't believe me now, it will also cause death on your soul. So therefore, every person who dies, even from Adam, 6,000 years ago, every soul is still alive because they have not been thrown in the lake of fire. Right? So God keeps every soul alive. Because there's coming a day when God is going to examine every soul on earth. Whether your life has been productive in favor of God, or if your life have only been selfish or destruct him. Right? And God knows all about it. Because he has a perfect mind, he never forgets anything. Therefore, it is so important that if you are an unregenerated soul, you never really united back to God. You just want to live your own life, then judgment will come. It will come upon every person. Right? But if you turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, which the Lord said, he said to the first Adam, since you failed, I will have another one coming that would be like you. And we call him the second Adam. And he will not sin. He will obey me in everything. And he said to Adam, Adam, if you believe that the coming Adam will pay the price for your disobedience, then I will have mercy on you and I will give you life. And Adam said, yes, yes, Lord. I want to believe in that Adam. So therefore, when Adam got a family, he started telling his family what God had told him. And he taught his children to believe in the coming Adam. And there you can read history that God came down and revealed his presence to different people, and when they received God, that he spoke to them, they accepted it and they said, we will believe in the coming Adam, which was Jesus Christ. Because he was the perfect Adam who never disobeyed God. But the people didn't believe in Jesus Christ. So some people said, let us kill him, because we want to be our own God. Hey, this world has been their own God for a long time. People today say, I want to live my own life. I don't care about any God. I don't believe in Jesus Christ. Hey, that's your freedom. You can choose not to believe. But I can tell you, the day is coming where God is going to reckon with every human soul, whether we like it or not. Because the message is simple and it is very clear. We are given life and we will die, and we will also die. Hey, everybody knows that. But it also says, and there comes judgment. Remember, that judgment has not come yet. It will come later. So everyone that did like Adam did and said, Lord, I'm sorry that I brought mortality to the human race, but I want to believe in the coming Christ. So help me, God, to stay faithful to that. Right? And everyone who asked and said that prayer, God recognized that. And after Jesus passed away, and he told the disciples, you shall receive the Holy Ghost not many days hereafter. That was an offer to the world that now everyone could look back to Jesus Christ, who paid the price because he was obedient. And if you can look back and say, yeah, Jesus, he is the way, the man who brought, or should we say, open the door of reconciliation back to God. So what we need to do now is to accept that Jesus Christ did the job. Right? And if you accept that, then God has promised to give you the new birth. So an honest expectation or acceptance, when you say, Lord, I cannot be my own God. I'm just a mortal man. I'm a sinner. But I accept you to come into my life. And then the Lord promised, if you repent and you let yourself be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, then I shall fill you with the Holy Ghost. And let me take that last part. To be filled with the Holy Ghost is really the same as being eating of the tree of life. So what Jesus did was to open up the avenue to the spiritual tree of life again. Jesus Christ was the first one who ate of it. He lives eternally. And you and I can be the next one eating all the same tree of life, because when we do that, the Lord said, you will live eternally. So therefore, this is an offer, an invitation to receive eternal life. Hey, you have a marketplace here. Hey, they sell you a lot of nice things, but you have to pay some shillings. But what they're offering you from this platform is absolutely free. It doesn't cost money. And in addition, it gives you eternal life. And you may say, how will I know that I have received eternal life? Because if I die, maybe I didn't receive it, and I am just being trapped. Hey, remember, God is not a liar. He kept his word from the days of the Garden of Eden.
Yatandika okuva ekigambo ky'okuva mu biro bya Adamu.
And he kept his promise with Jesus the Christ.
N'akuuma ekigambo kye ne Yesu Kristo.
And he is going to keep his promise. For the time to come. So that everyone will be able to see. They have eternal life. In Christ. And you know. When you turn to Jesus. You're not just living in an empty world. Or empty society anymore. You are going to be talking to the Lord. And he will be talking back to you. Right? That is why we have the Bible. Because the Bible gives reference or a testimony how that God communicated with people so they could have assurance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is the one that God is doing even today. When I talked about myself, that I did not know the Lord, and then I heard a voice and spoke to me and said I needed to walk into the spiritual dimension. He told me I needed to change my life. And from then on, I was privileged to have a dialogue with my Creator. And that's one of the reasons. That is one of the reasons that I am here today. Because the Lord spoke. And he said, I will send you to lands far off. And you shall preach my gospel. And I'm so thankful that I have this opportunity today to speak to you. Hoping and praying that you will catch on to the same Spirit of God that once started to speak to me. And I'm so happy he spoke. And I'm so happy he is still speaking. Are you willing to accept him? Well, remember, I am speaking words to you, but you have a spirit which is discerning whether this is just foolishness or reality. But if you're honest in your heart, you just ask yourself and you may see that what is told you today is actually the truth, because it changed my life. I have lived for Jesus now about 50 years. I never regretted that I started out for him. And added to that, he has promised eternal life, which I am so glad I am a part of that. Alright.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful that you sent your gift to earth. You placed your spirit in every soul. The only difference now is that some of the souls, they have accepted you. But other souls, they still don't know you. But I pray that you will speak to the individual tonight and have a dialogue with every sinner so that they can understand this is the truth. Because we can say words, but you can convince with your spirit. Come, O Lord, and speak to the depths of every person's soul so they can accept you and walk with you with joy of salvation. That is my prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you. And I hope to see you on the pathway of glory. Whether you live long here or your day are short, you're
going
to live eternally if you walk with Him. Amen.
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 God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
That has been laid a very good foundation.
I'm sure your heart,
there's something now beginning to move through your heart. Even to fast and to hunger for more. At least from morning to now, you have been very busy in your business. Can you now come closer? Put whatever you are doing aside and listen to this message. God bless you, Pastor
Rob.
That has been very insightful message. I'm expecting somebody to raise up their hand and say, I accept Jesus as my personal Savior.
After that message,
that's the truth which he has preached to us. Somebody should believe it. So otherwise, in the interest of time, I'm very grateful to God.